With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It may not be an all-out military offensive, but Israel has been hitting Hamas targets in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. The Jewish state acted after rejecting a ceasefire proposal that it says failed to satisfy its core demands. Northern Oklahoma slammed by powerful storms last night. Storm Prediction Center forecaster Roger Edwards says multiple tornadoes touched down.
Parts of Osage and Washington counties in Oklahoma may have gotten hit fairly hard. Barnstall, in particular, is a town southwest of Bartlesville that got hit.
And where at least one death has been reported, crews are now searching through the rubble of homes and businesses, looking for anyone who might be trapped. Forecasters warn the severe weather threat is not over and could persist right through the week. Also at SRNNews.com, sworn in for a fifth term, Vladimir Putin begins term number five as Russia's president. In office for almost 25 years, he is the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Stalin. An English language tutor is one of the latest Americans to be arrested in Russia.
An American man has been sentenced to 10 days in jail for apparently breaking into a Russian children's library. News reports have said that William Nysom was arrested in Moscow on hooliganism charges. Nysom was found in the library intoxicated after breaking a window to gain entry. He was in Russia on a six-month tourist visa, staying with acquaintances and working as an English instructor, according to the reports. The arrest comes at a time of heightened tension between Russia and the U.S., centering on the war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chemas.
Also detained in Russia, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black. He's charged with criminal misconduct for allegedly stealing from a woman he'd been visiting. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 26 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 35. This is SRN News. What happens when you die?
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark liberalizing abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12th week. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 years old to have an abortion without parental consent. The three-party center government agreed on the move with two left-leaning groups and two center parties. This is SRN News. Boeing finds itself under the FAA microscope.
The Federal Aviation Administration has opened an investigation into Boeing after the company reported that workers at a South Carolina plant falsified inspection records on certain 787 planes. In an email to Boeing South Carolina employees on April 29th, Scott Stocker, who leads the 787 program, said a worker observed an irregularity in a required test of the wing-to-body joint and reported it to his manager. A review is said to have determined several people recorded performing required tests but had not. The email says Boeing engineers determined that the misconduct did not create an immediate safety of flight issue. I'm Norman Hall.
The feds are asking Tesla for information on how it developed and how it made sure that an autopilot recall affecting more than 2 million vehicles actually worked. More details at srnnews.com.